The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 36 and 37, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 29th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Makta Pramatya Unmatyam Suptam Bharam Sriyam Jaram Prapannam Viratham Bhitam Naripam Anti Dharmavi. So, Kshatriya's fight, it is not ordinary fight, like cats and dogs. The cats and dogs also fight, and the Kshatriyas in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not the same. Sometimes in the foreign countries, they do not know, they simply know fight means cats and dogs fight. No. Therefore they question, why Krishna induced Arjuna to fight? Certainly, they do not know there is fight on the principle of religion. That is real fight. Otherwise, fight whimsically, that is animals fight, cats and dogs fight. So when there is fight on religious principles, there are different rules and regulations. One has to observe these rules and regulations. That's like striking the enemy, it should not come down the west. You can strike the enemy from head to the west, not below that. That is illegal. Similarly, when the enemy is like this, matta, pramatta, unmatta, one after another. Matta means careless, inattentive. So, if by chance, by inattentiveness, one does something wrong, he should not be considered as enemy. He is careless, he should be chastised, but not, even if he is enemy, he is not subjected to being killed. No. Similarly, pramatya, pramatta means constitutionally he is not mad, but by some external influence one has become mad like. He is called pramat. Just like in this material world, almost everyone, 99.9%, they are all pramattas. For example, pramatta tasya nidhanam pasyannapi na pasyati. In the Bhagavad it is said that we are depending, we are thinking, I am sure. Why? I have got very good wife. I am sure to live very peacefully or happily, or I shall not die, because I have got very good wife, faithful wife. Similarly, I have got very good husband, or very good friend, or I am born in a very big nation, so on, so on. Security. Because security is a problem. Everyone in this material world, they have got four problems. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to become secure. The animal is also working very hard for this four principles, and the man is also working very hard. That is common. But that is not security, because I have got very good means of living, very good means of sleeping, nice house, and very good wife, and very good bank balance, and good government. Therefore I am secure. That is nonsense. That is called pramat. When he does not know that at any moment Jamaraj can come and kick him out from this position, at any moment. Mrityu sarva harascham. Jamaraj is the representative of Krishna, the servant of Krishna, he is Vaishnava. Jamaraj, we are very much afraid of Jamaraj, but he is Vaishnava, not only Vaishnava, but he is one of the Mahajan. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. He is Mahajan in this sense, all the sinful living entities are brought before him, and according to the gravity of criminality, sinful action, he punishes. Just like magistrate, before the magistrate all criminals are brought in, and he considers the gravity of the case, and according to the case, somebody is hanged, somebody is put into the jail for 3 years, somebody for 6 years, somebody for 6 months. That is Jamaraj's duty. So, that is, he is also Dharmavit. His name is Dharmaraj. Not that because he is punishing, since his only business is to punish. But still he is Dharmara, Dharmavit. He knows how to punish a person on religious principle. So, we are in this material world, we are pramukh. We are thinking, these material conditions will save me. That is pramukh. Half mad, crazy, pramukh. We are thinking, dehapatra kalatradishu. I am thinking I am very strong body. Now some of us, big sannyasi, he took it that unless you become very strong and stout by eating meat and exercise, gymnastic, you cannot understand spiritual life. This is their interpretation. But that is not the fact. Bolo. Bolo means Balaram. Do you think that because you are very strong and stout, a big wrestler with muscles, you live? No. For Jamaraj, there is no consideration that here is a weak person, lean and thin, and here is a very strong person. Therefore, the strong person should be left over, and the lean and thin will be taken to Jamaraj. No. When the time will come, the lean and thin may be spared, but the strong man may be immediately. So this rascaldom, that by exercise, people are very much attached to the body. We have seen everywhere, especially in European They are very much attached to make the body stout and strong. And in the morning, you'll find, here also you'll find, they're running to make the body, as if the strong body will save him from death. This is rascal. Therefore promote. Crazy. You do not say that you remain very weak and lean and thin. No. You should maintain this body properly, but not that that is my only business, how to maintain this body. That is pramatha. These are some of the examples of pramatha. He does not know. Pramatya. Deha patta kalutradishu. Deha, body. One is feeling secure. I have got very strong body. I shall live forever. Rascal, pramatya. That is not possible. Deha and apatta. Apatta means sons. Oh, I have got so many nice sons, very earning, very obedient. Therefore, Jamaraj will not touch me. No, no. That is not possible. There is a very joking story in Bengal. The gaye gumakle jom charena. Gu means stool. So one intelligent person, he thought, I shall be freed from the touch of Jamaraj by one tactics. What is that? Stool is very obnoxious. Nobody comes to stool. So let me smear my body, whole body, with stool, so that Jamaraj will not come and touch me. Gayamukh gumakle jom charena. This is another pramatha, that crazy fellow, that he is thinking, by keeping myself dirty and obnoxious, Jamaraj is gentleman, he will not come and touch me. This is another pramatha. So, deha apatta kalatra. Kalatra means wife. Oh, I have got such a nice wife. And she will pray to Jamaraj, please excuse my husband, just like Naladamayanti. Sabitri Sattavan. See, Sabitri saved her husband from the hands of Jamaraj. That's a long story, it will take much time. So therefore, I have got such a nice chaste wife, she will save me from the Jamaraj hands. That I can speak shortly, that Sabitri Sattavan, Sattavan was to die on the marriage day. But Sabitri was attached to Sattavan, so her father and mother said that you don't marry this boy, he'll die on the very day of his marriage. So love is blind. She said, still I shall marry. So she married and the husband died. So Jamaraj came. So she pleased the Jamaraj, and Jamaraj being pleased said, my dear girl, you'll have a very good son. Because every girl expects some son. So Jamaraj gave him the benediction, this will have very nice son. Then his husband was dead, and no, she prayed for a good son, yes. And Jamaraj gave him benediction. Yes, he will have good son. First of all, she pleased Jamaraj by prayer, and then Jamaraj asked, what do you want? A very good son. All right, he will have a good son. Then the Yamaraj was taking her husband and she was going behind. Then Yamaraj said, your husband cannot be returned. He is dead. It is my duty I am taking. Why you are coming, following me? Now you say that I will have a son, so if you are taking my husband, how will you have sons? So Yamaraj came to his senses. He said, I have done a mistake. Then all I take your husband. So these are bare instances, but don't think that because you are very clever and you will be untouched by Yamaraj. No. Deha patra kalatra dishu asatsu asat. Nobody will stay. Asat. This material world is like that. Asat means temporary. Everything. This body is temporary. Your body is temporary. This life is temporary. Tatha dehantara prapti, Krishna says. You have to change this body. It may be for 50 years, 60 years, almost 100 years. Still, you have to change this body. Therefore, asat. Asatoma. Sadgama. This is Vedic insight. Don't be attached to these asat, temporary things. That is called vairag. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. If one wants to learn how to become vairagi, no attachment for this material, then he must take to devotional. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. That is, bhakti yoga means vairagya. No attachment for this material world. One is actually attached to Krishna. He must be. No attachment for this material world. That is the sign. Automatically, the jnanis, the yogis, the kormis, they do not want this, no attachment. They want more and more attachment. The jnanis, they want brahma satya jagat mithya, detached. But bhakta, without any endeavor, because he develops attachment for Krishna, he automatically gives us attachment for this material world. Bhakti parasana bhava virakti annatrasya. This is the symptom how one has become attached with this material world. If I am trying under the cover of becoming bhakta and trying to gather some material profit, that is not bhakti. That is very dangerous. So in this way, there are so many things in the material world, we take it for acceptance that these things will save me. He is a pramat. Pramatta means crazy, half mad. And full mad is unumattu, full mad. He becomes naked. That is one of the symptoms of unumattu. He will remain naked. So, these men, matta, pramatta, unumattu, just see how the rules and regulations are there. This pramatta, dehapatta kalatradishu, sasu api, tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. Pramatta, that word is used. Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. He is seeing every day that this gentleman had very good wife, this gentleman had very nice son, very good family, but they are dying, so who will protect him? He is thinking that my children, my wife, my friends will save me, but they have died. So how will he be protected? So nobody can protect anyone. That is not possible. Everyone has to take care of himself. This world is like that. Don't depend. Only Krishna can protect you. Nobody else. If you know this, then you are not promoted. And if you do not know this, if you are arrested, then you are promoted. Only Krishna. Krishna therefore says, he gives assurance. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam sarvam śrīdam sarva bhūtānām. I am the friend of everyone. I can give you protection. Aham tvā sarva pāpe mamaptu. So you have to take shelter of Krishna. Otherwise you are promoted, arrested. Mūḍha. Krishna giving advice that do this. But we are ourselves, pramatta, we think that my son will give me protection, my wife will give protection, my friend will give me protection, my government will give protection. All these are nonsense, pramatta. This is the meaning of pramatta, just try to understand. Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasyannapi. Another pramatta is those one mad after sense gratification. Nunam pramatta kurute vikaram. There is another verse. Nunam pramatta. Those are pramatta. Those have no responsibility of life. Sometimes unnecessarily stealing and doing so many wrong things. Bikaram. Why? Na pramatta. He is also crazy. Nunam pramatta kurute bikarma. And why he is taking risk of being punished? Suppose one man is stealing. He will be punished. Either by the laws of the state or by the laws of nature or God. He will be punished. He can escape the laws of the state, but he cannot escape the laws of nature or God. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani. It is not possible. Just like the laws of nature, if you infect some disease, so you'll have to be punished. You'll suffer from that disease. That is punishment. You cannot escape. Similarly, anything you do, karanam gunasangas, if you live like a cat and dog, that is infection, guna, the modes of ignorance, then in next life you become a dog, you must be punished. This is law of nature. So, therefore, one who does not know all these laws, he commits so many sinful activities, bikarma. Karma, bikarma, akarma. Karma means what is prescribed. Guna karma. Guna karma vibhagas. Karma means, as it is in the Shastra, as you have developed a certain type of modes of nature, your karma is according to that. Brahman karma, Kshatriya karma, Vaishya karma. So if you follow, that is the duty of the spiritual master in Shastra to designate when he is brahmachari that you work like this. You work like a Brahman. You work like a Kshatriya. You work like a Vaishya. Another Sudra. So this division is made by the spiritual master. How? Jasya hi jat lakhanam proktam varnabhivanjakam. The spiritual master will say that you work like this. So that should be checked. That is karma. Guna karma. Spiritual master sees that he has these qualities. That is natural. That's why in school, college, somebody is being trained up as a scientist, somebody is trained up as an engineer, as a medical man, as a lawyer. They are according to the tendency, practical psychology. So of the student, he is advised that you take this line. Similarly, these four divisions of the society. This is very scientific. So, by the instruction of the Guru, when he is in the Gurukul, he will be specified a particular type of duty. And if he does it faithfully, sakarmanatamam, the real purpose is Krishna consciousness. And according to his guna and karma, he is engaged in a particular occupational duty. No, nothing is bad, provided it is meant for Krishna's satisfaction. Atapungmi digasreshta varnasama vibhaga. The varnasama vibhaga must be there. But what is the aim of varnasama? Simply by becoming a brahmana, he is successful? No. Nobody can become successful unless he satisfies Krishna. That is real success. Just as Arjuna did. By his military art, he satisfied Krishna. Similarly, by your vaishyavritti, krishi goraksha manijyam, you can satisfy Krishna. By your Brahman vritti, you can satisfy Krishna. Even by your Sudra vritti, you can satisfy Krishna. That possibility is there. Krishna says, sakarmanatamam bhas. The aim should be how to satisfy Krishna. Doesn't matter whether you are a Brahman or a Kshatriya. Krishna confirms it. Apite sudracha. Maghipata vapasitya jepishu papajona. Papajana below the Vaishyas, the Sudra, they are a Papajana. Vaishyas also, Sriya Sudra Tatha Vaishya, Srivijanta Parangami. So there is no impediment to approach Krishna because you are a Sudra, Channa, a Roman, or Vaishya. No, everyone can. That facility is there. Therefore, our duty should be, never mind in whichever position I am posted, let me satisfy Krishna. It is not that, suppose we are worshipping deity, that is the duty of Brahma. But somebody is called that you cleanse this floor. So he should not think that I am cleansing the floor, therefore I am lower than the person who is directly worshipping the deity. No. Krishna's pleasure want. If Krishna sees that by washing the floor you are doing very nicely, Krishna is pleased. You are nice. Similarly, one man is decorating Krishna's garland and Krishna is pleased. That is the main point. Not that because you are on the deity room, you are very elevated, and the other man who is cleansing the door, he is not elevated, no. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nittanana Singara Tanumandira Madhana. They are all equal. In whichever position you are, simply your endeavor should be how to please Krishna. That is one. Sakarona Tamabhacha. Also it is said, Atapangmi Digasesta Varnasama Vibhagas. Because generally we take divisions, varna and ashram. So Sutta Goswami says in the meeting of Naimisharan, Atapungvi Dijasreshta. They are all big, very learned scholars and Brahmins. So they are addressing Dijasreshta. Dija means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. The one who has got the right to take the sacred thread, they are called Dijas. But out of the three, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, the Brahmana is called Dijasreshta. Therefore, he addressed Atapungvi Dijasreshta, Varnasama Vibhagasa, Sanusthitasya Dharmasya, Samsiddhi Para Haritosanam. Never mind what you are. Either you may be sannyasi or may be grihastha or may be brahmachari or a brahman, a kshatriya or vaishya. Never mind. try to satisfy Krishna, try to please Krishna, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.